Hello and welcome to episode 697 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Sunday, October 29th, 2023, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the Sunday prayer by St. Alphonsus Liguori to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain the forgiveness of our sins. Behold, O Mother of God, at thy feet a miserable sinner, a slave of hell, who has recourse to thee and trusts in thee. I do not deserve that thou shouldest even look at me, but I know that thou, having seen thy Son die for the salvation of sinners, hast the greatest desire to help them. I hear all call thee the refuge of sinners, the hope of those who are in despair, and the help of the abandoned. Thou art then my refuge, my hope, and my help. Thou hast to save me by thy intercession. Help me, for the love of Jesus Christ. Extend thy hand to a miserable creature who has fallen and recommends himself to thee. I know that thy pleasure is to help a sinner to thy utmost. Help me, therefore, now that thou canst do so. By my sins I have lost divine grace, and with it my soul. I now place myself in thy hands. Tell me what I must do to recover the favor of my Lord, and I will immediately do it. He sends me to thee that thou mayest help me, and he wills that I should have recourse to thy mercy, that not only the merits of thy Son, but also that thy intercession may help me to save my soul. To thee, then, I have recourse. Do thou, who prayest for so many others, pray also to Jesus for me. Ask him to pardon me, and he will forgive me. Tell him that thou desirest my salvation, and he will save me. Show how thou canst enrich those who trust in thee. Amen. Thus I hope, thus may it be. Today, friends, we are going to take a look at fisheaters.com, an excellent traditional Catholic website on this, the Feast of Christ the King, so a blessed feast day to you. And the author begins as follows. God made promises to Father Abraham and King David. These promises are revealed in Genesis 22, 16 through 18, and 2 Kings 7, 10 through 19, respectively. The first from Genesis 22. By my own self have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not spared thy only begotten Son for my sake. I will bless thee, and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is by the seashore. Thy seed shall possess the gates of their enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And from 2 Kings, and I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, and they shall dwell therein, and shall be disturbed no more. Neither shall the children of iniquity afflict them any more as they did before. From the day that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give thee rest from all thy enemies, and the Lord foretelleth to thee, that the Lord will make thee a house. And when thy days shall be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house to my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And if he commit any iniquity, I will correct him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. By my mercy, I will not take away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before my face. And thy house shall be faithful, and thy kingdom forever before thy face, and thy throne shall be firm forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And David went in and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me thus far? But yet this hath seemed little in thy sight, O Lord God, unless thou didst also speak of the house of thy servant for a long time to come. For this is the law of Adam, O Lord God. These prophecies are fulfilled in Christ, who is King of Israel. Christ means anointed one. And the anointing referred to is the anointing King David received. Our Lord, though, is not only the ruler of the restored Davidic kingdom, the church, but is the King of kings, the King of all. The only way for peace to have a chance in this world is for all to see him for who he is, the king before whom we must bow and whom we must obey. Thus, this feast is a new one, promulgated by Pope Pius XI in 1925 in his encyclical Quas Primus. It is a most awesome and important one. Vive Christus Rex. On this day, we pray for the conversion of all to Christ, and for all governments to recognize him as king and conform their laws to his teachings. This is the only way to peace. Apocalypse 19, 15 and 16. And out of his mouth proceedeth a sharp two-edged sword, that with it he may strike the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God the Almighty. And he hath on his garment and on his thigh written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Today you may receive a plenary indulgence by praying the consecration of the human race to the Sacred Heart, going to confession, and receiving the Eucharist. We beg God to bring all people to him and to be our King. Read more about this on the page about devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Hyperlink is given. There will be a benediction of the Blessed Sacrament after Mass, too. If you haven't consecrated your home by enthronement of the Sacred Heart, today is another perfect day to do so. If you've already done so, it is a good day to renew the consecration. A beautiful prayer for the day, one originally meant for the Feast of Corpus Christi, but which is also perfect for the Feast of Christ the King. O sweet Savior and Redeemer of mankind, Jesus Christ, who in the impenetrable designs of thine infinite wisdom bearest with the audacity of the impious and sufferest the violence of the wicked, reserving to thyself the sovereign right of judging the impious man and his perverse works, turn thy merciful regard upon thy children, who in the blindness of their hearts have turned from thee in rebellion. With the eyes of a father and with the power of the sovereign king of the universe, stretch forth thy hand to bless and regenerate modern society, which is rebelliously turning its back upon thee, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Be moved to compassion for thy people, whom thou hast purchased with thy blood, regenerated with thy grace, and exalted with thy love. Thou hast given them true liberty. Thou hast called them to the inheritance of thy Father. Thou hast numbered them among thy brethren. But in the delirium of the rebellion, they have preferred the slavery of Satan and live in abject misery, without joy, without hope. O my Lord Jesus Christ, King of eternal glory, restorer of all things in heaven and on earth, supreme and omnipotent, who with infinite wisdom reunitest at thy feet things scattered and dispersed, enlighten the kings of the earth, the rulers of nations. Instill thy spirit into all civil institutions, into every form of government, into laws and armies. Grant that all the powers of earth may recognize in thee the majesty of the eternal God, the source from which all authority is derived. Illuminate the nations that they may understand that thou art the origin of rights and duties, that it is through thee that the kings of the earth rule, and that it is to thee that kings and people alike owe obedience. O most sweet Jesus, thou hast deigned to descend into this valley of tears and to dwell with us, suffering and dying for the salvation of us sinners, and who in an excess of charity hast set up thy abode in the midst of men, hidden under the sacramental species, and who in the fullness of the Godhead, corporally present in our tabernacles, makest thyself the food and life of our souls. Oh, receive the humble but sincere and profound homage of our hearts, offered in reparation for the falling away of the rebellious. We firmly believe in thee, and all that the faith infused into our hearts by the Holy Spirit has revealed to us about thee. We see in thee the beginning and the end of all existing things. We adore thee as the one true God. We wish to live only for thee and in thy service. Do thou, O Lord, save our brethren. Reunite the scattered members of modern society gone astray, that we as brethren may together be one with thee, as thou art one with thy Father in heaven. May thy will be done by all and in everything. May thy majesty shine forth on the throne of thy earthly dominion, and the world confess thee to be the true Son of God, through whom all things were created. O Jesus, God of love, set free from his chains thy vicar, the successor of Peter. Re-establish him in the exercise of that liberty which thou thyself didst give him, together with the supreme keys, that he might effectually carry on thy work of regenerating mankind, and so hasten on that longed-for day in which thou wilt be glorified by the return of society to its paternal home. Gather together, O King of the nations, the sheep and the lambs under the care of the one shepherd. O Lord, do not abandon us. We are thy children. We love thee. Recognize us still as thy children, unworthy, yet ever thine. Save us, and together with us, save kings, rulers, and nations. Amen. And now a hymn for the day, Christus Vincit, sung by the Cappella Victoria Jakarta and conducted by Sabrina Pugliano. And if you want to head over to fisheaters.com, you can check out that hymn. And there is a note at the end here that says, in the Novus Ordo, this feast was moved from the last Sunday in October to the last Sunday of the season after Pentecost, which is the Sunday before Advent Sunday. The effect of this is to interrupt the relationship between the reign of Christ with his saints, who are commemorated in Mass on 1 November, and the necessity of our recognizing his kingship now during this, quote, thousand years of the church age. With the feast moved to the very last Sunday in the time after Pentecost, it leads one to believe that Christ isn't king now, and that all persons and nations don't need to recognize him as king now, but that he will be recognized as king only at the end of time when he reveals himself at his second advent. In other words, the moving of the feast symbolically defeats the very purpose of the feast, which is to not only honor the very fact of his kingship, but to pray for the conversion of all people and nations to his church, so that souls will be saved and the social order will conform to the moral law. And at the bottom here it says, this page is dedicated to my dad who died on the Feast of Christ the King 2012. If you are reading this, please say an Ave for his soul. And let's say an Ave Maria for the woman who writes this blog, I believe, has remained anonymous, but let's say an Ave Maria for the repose of her father's soul. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tua mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. So Pius XI in 1925 comes out with the encyclical Quas Primus, and it's about the social kingship of Christ, the reign of Christ. This is so important. And Catholics, many Catholics to their credit, have been talking about this a lot lately. We have to acknowledge, and the laws of all nations have to be in accordance with Christ reigning, Christ being the ruler now. All right, Jesus is king yesterday, today, and forever. Think of all the wars that are going on in the world, and you know the horrible stuff that's taking place in the Gaza Strip. And I see Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, he's at a rally with tens of thousands of Turks, and he's banging the war drums against Israel. Well, you have over there what is predominantly a conflict between Jews and Muslims. I realize there are Arab Christians. God bless them. But it's predominantly a conflict in the Middle East between Jews and Muslims. And Jews in America getting involved and not minding their own business and what's happening in the Middle East. It's because these people aren't acknowledging Christ as king. If everyone was Catholic, there would be no conflict. So not acknowledging Christ as king, not enshrining Christ as king into your laws, and having the laws of your nation reflect the Ten Commandments and the natural moral law has gotten us to this point. the rivers of blood spilled through abortion and wars. Remember, the Blessed Mother says war is a punishment for sin. Okay. Everyone needs to convert to the Catholic Church, and those who are away need to come back. Jews need to become Catholic. Muslims need to become Catholic. Protestants need to become Catholic. Orthodox need to become Catholic. Everyone needs to become Catholic. Catholics who are fallen away need to return. And everybody, every politician, every judge needs to acknowledge Christ as King. And that needs to be reflected in the laws of our society. And until that happens, society is going to continue to fall further and further into the pit of sin and destruction and violence, which is what we're going through right now, in confusion. Jesus brings order. His kingship brings clarity. He is a benevolent ruler. He is the most benevolent ruler. And the Blessed Mother is the most benevolent and most righteous Queen Mother. The men and women who are ruling, and women should never be in places of authority unless it's in a religious order, are engaging in wickedness, are not benevolent leaders, are not benevolent rulers. Most of the leaders of this planet right now are profoundly wicked or misguided. You know, ultimately, it's known only to the Lord, the state of their soul, but they're engaging in wicked activity. If you promote abortion, if you promote these crazy wars that are going on everywhere on the earth, you're engaging in wickedness. You're engaging in sinful behavior. You're not ruling justly. Jesus rules perfectly, and he's perfectly just, as is the Blessed Mother. So let us turn to them. Let us ask our Lord to bless us. Ask the Lord that we might repent and believe in the gospel on an individual basis. And that if enough of us do, if enough of us are praying the rosary every single day, if enough of us are making sacrifices, if enough of us are living virtuous lives, that in time, Jesus and the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph and all the angels and saints who are constantly interceding for us, that our Lord will see all of this, and that there will be a profound change in the world, that for the sake of the people who are living decent lives, who are attempting by the grace of God to live moral lives, that he will have mercy on the world, because like the great Catholic author and apologist Kennedy Hall says, we deserve a lot worse. You know, I'm speaking about myself personally, for the life that I have lived and what I've done and in what I have failed to do. I don't deserve the rich abundance of blessings that I've received from our Lord, but I'm profoundly grateful that I have. So let us turn to the Lord with the entirety of our heart, mind, and strength, and ask him to have mercy on us, and that his kingship will be extended to every nation on earth, because until that happens, until we acknowledge that, there can be no peace anywhere in the world. Let's conclude, friends, by mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information about RPM. What's RPM, you may ask? I'm glad you did. It stands for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, her hard work, and the hard work of her family, working through RPM, we know that she's a comprehensive genius who can compose music. She's a very skilled, wonderful poet, brilliant in regards to mathematics. She knows foreign languages. We would have known none of that were it not for RPM. And just as sign language was a revolutionary breakthrough for the deaf in terms of their being able to communicate, RPM has done the same thing for non-speakers. Communication is a human right. You can imagine how frustrated you would be if you were unable to communicate with your family, even the most basic stuff like what you want for breakfast, let alone what your hopes and dreams are for the future. This is the key. It gets non-speakers out of the prison of silence and gets them into the world of open communication where they belong. Rapid prompting method. Once again, halo-soma.org, halo-soma.org. And please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast and share that far and wide. Thank you so much for listening. And please tune in again tomorrow. Goodbye and God love you.